Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Feeplatt joined by Mission starting pitcher Ian Koenig. Last time out, Ian, you went seven scoreless innings, longest start of any Mission's pitcher this year, and matching your career high. What was clicking for you in that start, and how pleased were you to see all these efforts, you know, pay off?
Just being able to focus on an external goal the entire time. What helped simplify, kept me from overthinking or getting in my head at all. It was all just execute this one pitch at a time, and carried it through the entire game, and good things happen. So it's nice when you let your whole week and all the work that you put in, and then let the game just be the time to execute everything.
Is that the best that you felt in a start in your pro career?
Yeah, I would say so. Just I felt like I was commanding the ball pretty well. I was able to kind of put the ball where I want. So it's always cool when you get outings like that, because not every outing is going to be like that. But when you get them and you get to ride out for a long time because the team makes some great plays behind you, like, it's nice when you are able to get that lucky.
What's the key in going deep into games in your mind? Obviously, the pitch count needs to stay down, but what are some of the focuses in order to do that?
I think to go deep into games, it comes down to having non-stress innings. So even if you do have an error behind you, finding a way to get a double play on the next guy, just so you're not building that pitch count to 15-plus pitches an inning. If you can keep it below that, usually it helps you go deeper into the game because you feel more fresh as the game goes on. And just being able to, once you're off the field, being able to let your body just fully relax, not being stressed about the next inning, just focus on your breathing, and then once it's time to go, get ready to go.
You started out in junior college baseball, which is very much a unique world. What do you think that taught you about this game and just being able to be here and the gratitude that you have for that?
I just love this game. Like, I think that was the biggest thing of JUCO. There's no luxuries. There's no kind of special, you know, we don't have trainers that are qualified. It's like this whole shebang. Like, we don't have a good training room. There's not any of this. Weight room is whatever. You really just enjoy the game, and I think I wanted to keep playing, and you really just find a way to love the game, and I think that's what's helped carry into my pro career, of being grateful every day that I get to come to the field. Like, there's nothing I would rather do than be playing baseball.
That's awesome. How excited were you to get that call from the Padres, getting the opportunity to be at this level and to see yourself now in Double A? What do the Padres mean to you?
I mean, they mean the world to me. Like, they gave me a chance, and that's all you could ask for. Like, that's one of the hardest parts about pro ball, is just getting your foot in the door. And they gave me the opportunity to get my foot in the door. I'm extremely grateful for that opportunity. I still think about the day like that it happened. I was just in my bed. I got a call from my agent, said, "You're going to be a Padre." And tears started coming to my eyes, because I was like, wow, this is cool. Like, this is something I've always wanted. I've dreamed of since I was in fourth grade. Like, I've wanted to do this for a long time, and getting to see my brother do it just made me want to do it that much more.
Growing up in Northern California, you mentioned your brother a little bit, but who were some of the role models that you kind of aspired to be like?
I mean, growing up, we'd always go to Giants games, so seeing like Tim Lincecum pitch, Ryan Vogelson, Madison Bumgarner was all really cool. But I'd say the biggest role model has been my brother. Like, he's been the ultimate, like, barrier breaker for me with everything that he's done, going through life, had to help my parents learn for what they could do for me. So I I wouldn't be where I am today without him. So I've been very grateful to have him as an older brother.
How have you seen yourself grow in the Padres organization as a pitcher? What have been some of the biggest takeaways from them and their philosophy?
Growing with them, I think them starting to, where we've built trust between them and me, being able to allow me to bring some of my outside stuff from my trainer at Rossi's training here, and us having the learned knowledge of each other and trusting that I put in the work, and them kind of steering me in the right direction, giving me certain things, and then letting me come up with a plan and coordinate everything together.
How much does that flexibility open up your ability to grow and have a start like that you had?
It opens it a lot, because I get to bounce ideas off of them. They bounce ideas off of me, and through the years, it's been an earned trust by them, of them knowing the work that I've put in to be here, that it all comes together for outings like that, for them to give me that many pitches to throw and to come into me in the sixth inning and ask, like, hey, are you good? And I said, yeah, I want this. Like, I want it. And them knowing that I'm not going to bullshit with them. So it's nice. And that's just how the Padres are. It's been really, really great.
What's been the biggest change in AA? What are some of the things that stand out to you, whether it's the opposition you're facing or just the environment, the clubhouse? What are some of the biggest things you notice?
I think just having a plan is every day something to work on. You don't want to have many days where you just go out there and do nothing. So more of the routine base. And I think it's come with time too. Like, over the couple years, I've built my routine. So now I have a pretty solid routine that I do consistently. And I think that's the biggest thing, of just making sure no matter what, you get your routine in with whatever happens. I don't think, the players are better. These guys are incredible. Like, the players are really good, and it's fun to compete against guys who also work their ass off. Like, you only want to compete against the best. So I think that's just the best part, is everyone, the level is just a little bit better.
What have you enjoyed the most about being part of the missions and being in San Antonio?
I like the atmosphere. Like, the fans are pretty rowdy. They're honestly pretty crazy. So it's super fun to have, like, fans that are into the ball game, and they're not just on their phone doing whatever here. Like, they're here to watch baseball, and I think that's my favorite thing of being able to play here, is just the fans are awesome. Yeah, I think that's my favorite part, is just they don't care. Like, if we're losing, they let us know. Like, they get pissed off. If we're winning, they're like, yeah, let's go. So that's definitely the best part.
Thanks so much for the time, Ian.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch from Wolf Stadium.